Well, following on from our discussion, it was actually last Wednesday morning, we were talking about First Responder Day and had some really interesting features there. Stephen Reynolds, the former firefighter and the man in the job who's in studio this morning when it comes to dealing with local police matters and, of course, police media. Senior Constable Matt Cornish joins us. Matt, thank you for your honesty and, you know, because I know we were talking about some difficult things last week about First Responder Day.
Yeah, most certainly. Obviously, chatting about these things is difficult, but it's a necessary as well. It's always nice to get it off your chest and have a bit of a yarn. And yeah, I appreciate that that segment.
Yeah, no, it was great to have that chat. Look, we had a fairly long chat, so I had to leave it at that. But look, you know, the other aspect of what I was going to ask you was downtime and the things that you need to do to help unwind. And, you know, we tend to be fairly different creatures. You know, I'm far better looking than you, but we've obviously got a few similarities.
Oh, you should have seen the day today.
Roll of the eyes then. He was really rolling the eyes then, wow. I tell you what.
Brad Pitt, Danny DeVito over here.
But we've actually got some similar interests, certainly with nature and wildlife and all that type of thing. Today is actually, you told me before, International Nature Photographers Day. So I want to hear a little bit more about your downtime and some of the things that you like to do, particularly with photography.
Yeah, most certainly. I always talk to people that work in, you know, first responder roles or emergency services. And you need to make sure you got something outside of the job. Otherwise, your life becomes so negative because you're surrounded by something and it slowly chews away at you, particularly around your soul. And eventually, you start to look at the world in a really dark place.
Yeah, sure.
And I worked in tourism for a long time before I joined the police. So I was surrounded by happy people who are having the time of their life.
Yeah.
And then when I joined the police, it was the polar opposite. And I had to remind myself that the world is actually a great place and we're not always in a negative mindset. So I do nature photography. I have done for a long time. And as soon as I'm not working, I'm either tour guiding through Far North Queensland. Okay. I work as a tour guide, and I'm out there obviously photographing wildlife, particularly birds and crocodiles are my main thing.
Okay, actually, I mentioned this on the radio earlier. Yesterday afternoon, I saw a crocodile sunning itself on the bank at Moon River up there at Trinity Park. Mm. So that was a nice surprise. It's certainly wonderful seeing the wildlife. I was about to ask you, is it about getting away and, I guess, getting away from people? But you say that you continue to tour guide. So maybe it taps in more to your creativity side. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I don't think it's about getting away from people as such. I think it's getting away from the negative side of society.
Okay.
And we've always got to remember, you know, it might be 1% of the society that has a negative impact on our community. But unfortunately, as police, we spend 99% of our time with that 1% of
sure.
the population, right?
Yeah.
Whereas in tourism, you might be able to spend 99% of your time with 99% of the population,
yeah,
which are
sure.
all happy, loving, great people. So it's really important that we make sure we spend quality time with this part of the community rather than a minority
okay.
that gets us down. So nature photography, it gets me out into these awesome remote locations. I've been to the Galapagos, Komodo Islands, Amazon, Africa, all over the world. During COVID, I've been to Winton. That's about it. So I've been all over the world, but yeah, particularly honing in on Australia at the moment. And as you mentioned, tour guiding, I get to meet people when they come to Far North Queensland. I've got the I'm in a position where I can showcase the beautiful surrounds
yeah,
that is
sure.
the tropics,
sure.
World Heritage Area.
Look, being a previous photographer and certainly, you know, wildlife photography is something that I love doing as well, and it's something that I used in my tourism magazines many years ago because it was, you know, hard to get copyright free images. So I got to the point where I thought I'm just going to make my own. Tell me, over the years, you said, you know, I know that you like the lizards as well, but certainly the bird life. What's your best photograph? I might have to get you to send it in and I'll see if I can put a copyright little infringement notice on it and get it up on the website.
Oh, yeah. I've taken a couple of photos that I've really enjoyed. My most famous photo has been, it's been all over the place. It's Wet Tropics, World Heritage Area, and Rainforest Rescue currently have the rights to it as well. It's a cassowary photo along the beach, which is just a gorgeous creature. But actually, when I went to Rwanda in Africa, I had the pleasure of trekking with gorillas. And I sat there and watched this family, and there was a mother with a baby in its arms. And it was the most powerful image I've ever taken. And it truly showed so many different aspects of humanity and obviously wildlife.
Yeah.
And this mother is looking after this baby, and it was just such a powerful image.
Mm. And you know, I've never actually spent time with the gorillas there, but what I understand is that, you know, when you're there and actually spending time with them, you can see that there's a close connection between humans and the gorillas, and that's often one of the most touching things too.
Yeah, most certainly. You can see the expressions in their face, and it's very relatable. All like great apes are like that. You know, the orangutans, I've seen them in the wild, it's the exact same. They look at you and you can almost feel pain. It's unbelievable, particularly in areas of deforestation.
Reminds me of John McKenzie on that note.
We could talk for days on end about this, honestly.
Well, particularly about John McKenzie, but he's a good ape, so it's okay. But look, that's a really interesting, and I guess that's the other aspect to what we'd spoken about last week, which I was certainly keen to get on air, so well done. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for your honesty, and, you know, if you can send him one of those photographs, we might actually get it up online at some stage, okay?
I'll see what I can do.
Good man. Cheers, eh? Take care. There is Senior Constable Matt Cornish there from the Cairns District Crime Prevention Office. And one thing he doesn't specialise in, I believe, is scarecrows. Here's John Cougar Mellencamp.